Two of the basic emotional needs we all want go hand in hand, and we all desire them. There's something that all of us look for, and some of us spend a lifetime searching for. The search for these emotional needs are hunted for on dating sites and on the internet chat rooms, where our children sometimes put themselves in danger. These emotional needs are searched for in relationships where we cohabitate and not want to make a commitment to a sacramental marriage. And that is why all these shallow things we do to fill this void always fall short. They're just temporary. They're missing something. Brothers and sisters, these needs I am speaking of are basic in nature. We all desire the need to love and to be loved. If we summed up all the words of the prophets and we summed up Jesus' teachings and new commandments and put it on a bumper sticker, it would read, "Love and be loved." Just think, if we lived our lives loving the other, when we were at the HEB, when we were at work or our families, when that obnoxious person pushes your button over and over again, just think of the possibilities of evangelization. And to love and to be loved, it takes being present to the other. Presence in a sense that you know without a doubt you'll never be alone. You'll always be loved. What makes the difference is that being present to another in a meaningful way, it involves the gift of self. What greater gift can we give? What greater gift could we receive? When you're loved and cherished by another, that person is giving something of himself to you. This is the presence of the most meaningful kind, a real presence. And it's the gift of the most radical type. It's the gift of self. The only gift that we really have that is of value is the gift of self. You can ask any elderly person in a nursing home, what is the greatest value? And they would say a visit. The presence of someone with them. We learn this as we grow older. Brothers and sisters, today as Catholics, we rejoice in the celebration, a celebration of the ultimate gift. We celebrate it with the feast of the body and blood of Christ. In our second reading, St. Paul uses the intimate words of Jesus at the Last Supper. This is my body that is for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in memory of me. A total giving of self. This presence of Christ is so intimate. He gives himself totally in the fullness sense. He gives himself entirely and completely. And this is where he reveals concretely his gift of self in the sacrament of the Eucharist. This gift, the Eucharist, differs from all other sacraments because the host contains Christ himself. The Eucharist is the only sacrament that we can hold and consume, the only sacrament that the substance changes and transforms into true presence of Christ. Forgive me if I told this story before. I work with a retired priest, so I think their bad memories are rubbing off on me. On one of Pope John Paul's visits to the U.S., he traveled to Baltimore. And before he traveled back to the Vatican, he wanted to pray in a church before the Blessed Sacrament. After the attempt on his life years before, there was added security. And one of the things that they used were dogs that detect a human presence. What these dogs do is scan an area and they can detect a human, and they sit down where the person is. Before Pope John Paul entered a large room where there might be someone hiding, his security would bring these dogs in. They wanted to make sure that no one was there that shouldn't be, and to make sure the Pope is kept safe. Now, when his security brought the dogs in, they scanned the entire church, and the dogs merged towards the sanctuary and ended up sitting down before the tabernacle. The dogs sensed the presence of a human in the tabernacle where the Eucharist was, and it was Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is a sacrament giving us the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Although it doesn't look like the body and blood of Jesus we see on the crucifix, his real presence is hidden. Hidden within the appearance of a humble, small, white, consecrated host. Jesus becoming food for us. Food that gives life. And when I think of life-giving food, I think of the time I gave my son, it was 36 years ago, his first bottle, his first meal in the first hour of his life. Feeding him was my expression of love in providing nourishment to him. And we bonded. And when he became a toddler, he would try to feed me. Our lives are so busy. Sometimes we forget the importance of a family meal. A meal is an intimate gift. There's a deep meaning behind sharing a meal. The giver, in fact, is saying, I want you to live. When we share a meal, we are saying, I want to draw life from the same source as you. And Jesus goes further than we can go. Jesus becomes the food and drink in the Eucharist. Not only does he say, I want you to live, he's saying, I want you to live through me. In a few moments, Father Joseph will stand at the family table in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. He will use the same words during the consecration as Jesus did at the Last Supper. This is my body. This is my blood, which will be given up to you. Do this in memory of me. Reading between the lines, these intimate words from Jesus almost sound pleading with us, telling us, I'm willing to die for you. I have died for you. Please don't forget me. I want you to live. Brothers and sisters, this feast day we celebrate isn't for those who walked with Jesus, who ate with Jesus, and prayed with Jesus 2,000 years ago. Today's feast day is about the here and now. It's about the precious gift of self Jesus gives us today, his presence. And that you know without a doubt that you'll never be alone. You'll always be loved. Even when we feel abandoned by others, Jesus is always with us, present to us. In our gospel, Jesus tells the disciples something very interesting before he multiplies the loaves and fishes to feed the 5,000. He tells them, give them food yourselves. It's clear Jesus wants his followers to feed the others. Today, let us recommit ourselves to love and to be present to the person God puts before us. And let us feed this good news to those who haven't heard it.